All right, everyone, get ready because tonight we are taking a deep dive into some spooky science just in time for Halloween.
Ooh, spooky science. I like it.
It should be fun. We've got a whole stack of scientific articles, personal accounts, even some news reports, and it's
Guys.
all about like the science behind those like classic ghostly experiences that kind of send shivers down your spine, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like those moments where you're like, is something else in the room with me right now?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And you know what's really interesting about this deep dive?
What's that?
Is we're not actually here to like debunk ghost stories or try to like prove them.
Right?
It's more about using like psychology, physics, even a little bit of engineering.
Ooh, engineering. I like where this is going.
Yeah, to understand how like our brains and the world around us could actually be creating those spine-tingling
It's like
moments.
our brains are playing tricks on
Oh,
us.
exactly. Okay, so let's start with this idea of a fear frequency.
Okay, fear frequency. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so have you ever like walked into a place like a basement or an old house or something?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And you just get this like instant feeling of
It's
unease.
like a chill down your spine.
Exactly, like
Yeah.
something just feels off.
Yeah, I've definitely felt that before.
Well, it turns out there might be a scientific reason for that, and it all has to do with sound.
Sound. Interesting.
Yeah. So have you ever heard of infrasound?
Infrasound. Is that like sound that's like too low for us to hear?
It's basically sound waves that are below 20 hertz, which is like way lower than what our ears can pick up.
But it's like we can't even hear it.
Nope. But here's the thing. Even though we can't consciously hear it, our bodies can still sense those vibrations.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Right. And it can actually lead to some pretty weird side effects like anxiety, nausea, even hallucinations.
So you're saying like those creepy vibes we get in certain places could be because of this infrasound thing?
It's definitely a possibility. I read this really cool story about this engineer named Vic Tandy.
Okay.
He was working in this lab that everyone thought was haunted.
Ooh, a haunted lab.
People were seeing shadows, feeling anxious, you know, like all the classic ghost stuff.
Yeah.
But it turns out a fan in the lab was emitting a 19 hertz sound wave.
19 hertz. Wait, that's infrasounder.
Exactly. And get this, 19 hertz is thought to be really close to the resonant frequency of the human eye.
The resonant frequency. What does that even mean?
It basically means that this specific frequency can actually cause our eyeballs to vibrate.
Our eyeballs are vibrating. That's
I
wild.
know, right? And that can cause all sorts of weird visual distortions,
Like what kind of distortions?
like seeing things out of the corner of your eye, or even feeling like there's someone in the room with you when there's not.
So basically, this guy was being haunted by a fan.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Once they turned off the fan, all the spooky stuff stopped.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're saying like maybe some of those haunted places we hear about are just filled with this infrasound.
Well, think about it, like old buildings, creepy caves, those are all places where you might find things like drafts or vibrations that could create infrasound.
Huh. I never thought about it like that. It makes you wonder how many ghostly encounters could be explained by something as simple as a low frequency sound wave.
Exactly. It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about
It
it.
really is. So if infrasound can make us feel uneasy and see things or away, what about other things in our environment? Like electromagnetic fields.
Ooh, EMFs. That's a good one. We're surrounded by them all the time, from our phones to our appliances.
Right. So could they be messing with our brains too?
Well, there have been some pretty fascinating studies done on this. One neuroscientist named Michael Persinger actually created helmets.
Helmets.
Yeah, helmets that could emit weak magnetic fields similar to the ones you might find in a place that's supposedly haunted.
Oh, wow. So he was basically trying to create a haunted helmet.
Kind of. And guess what happened? When people wore these helmets, over 80% of them reported feeling a presence in the room with them, even though they were totally alone.
No way. Seriously, 80%? That's a lot of people.
I know, right?
Hmm.
It's pretty crazy. And it really makes you think, like, what if those places that are famous for ghost sightings, like Hampton Court Palace?
Oh, yeah, Hampton Court Palace with all the kings and queens and stuff.
Exactly. What if those places just have, like, weird EMFs that are messing with people's heads?
That's a really cool idea. But wait a minute, correlation doesn't equal causation, right?
You're absolutely right. Just because a place has unusual EMFs doesn't automatically mean it's haunted.
Right. There could be a million other reasons.
Exactly. But it's still a super intriguing possibility.
It definitely is. It's like our brains are trying to make sense of these weird sensations, and sometimes they jump to ghost as the explanation.
Yeah, like our brains are filling in the blanks with the supernatural.
Exactly. Which reminds me of this story I heard on This American Life.
Oh, yeah, I love that podcast. What was the story about?
It was about this family that moved into this old house.
Oh, I bet this is gonna get spooky.
Oh, yeah. It does. They started experiencing all the classic haunting signs, footsteps, voices, even feeling like something was holding them down in bed.
Oh man, classic haunted house stuff.
Right. You'd think they would have called the Ghostbusters.
So what happened?
Well, it turns out the culprit wasn't a ghost at all.
Wait, really? What was it then?
It was something much more mundane, but also a lot more dangerous.
Don't tell me it was carbon
You
monoxide?
got it. Their furnace was faulty and leaking carbon monoxide.
Oh, wow.
That's scary. It is that carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas, and it can cause all sorts of spooky symptoms like hallucinations, weakness, headaches.
So it's easy to see how someone could mistake carbon monoxide poisoning for a ghostly presence.
Exactly. It's a good reminder for everyone to make sure they have working carbon monoxide detectors in their homes.
Absolutely. Whether your house is old or new, you never know what could be lurking in the shadows, or rather in your furnace.
That's for sure. Okay, so we've talked about infrasound, EMFs, carbon monoxide, all things that can be mistaken for ghostly encounters.
Right, but there's another piece of this puzzle that I find super fascinating.
What's that?
Sleep paralysis.
Ooh, sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Now that is some scary stuff.
It is. I've experienced it a few times and it's terrifying. It's like waking up from a nightmare, but you're still trapped in it, unable to move or speak.
Yeah, it's like your mind is awake, but your body is still asleep.
Exactly. And that's where things can get really spooky.
So why does sleep paralysis happen?
Well, during REM sleep, our bodies are basically paralyzed.
Paralyzed. Why?
It's to prevent us from acting out our dreams.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd be running around all night.
Exactly. But sometimes this paralysis carries over into wakefulness, and that's when sleep paralysis occurs.
And that's when people start seeing things.
Right, because not only can you not move, but you might also experience hallucinations, like feeling like someone is in the room with you or even pressing down on your chest.
That sounds terrifying.
It is. I read about this sleep specialist, Priyanka Yadav, who actually diagnosed these hauntings.
Wait, she diagnoses hauntings as in like ghosts.
Well, sort of. She says that a lot of times when people come to her complaining of ghostly experiences, it turns out to be sleep paralysis.
Really? So people are mistaking sleep paralysis for a ghost.
Yep. It happens more often than you think. And it makes sense when you think about it.
How so?
Well, your mind is waking up while your body is still in that paralyzed state. So your brain is basically trying to make sense of this weird sensation of being awake but unable to move.
And so it comes up with ghosts.
Exactly. It's like our own brains are playing tricks on us.
That's both fascinating and kind of creepy at the same time.
I know, right? It's like our brains are these incredible storytellers always trying to weave a narrative, even if it means conjuring up something supernatural.
So what can people do if they experience sleep paralysis? Is there a way to prevent it?
There are definitely things you can do to reduce the chances of it happening.
Like what?
Well, sticking to a regular sleep schedule is a big one. Making sure you're getting enough sleep and going to bed and waking up around the same time each day can really help.
Okay, that makes sense.
What else?
Managing stress levels is also important.
Yeah, stress can definitely mess with your sleep.
And it's probably a good idea to avoid things like alcohol and caffeine before bed. Those can definitely disrupt your sleep too. So we've covered infrasound, EMFs, carbon monoxide, sleep paralysis.
All things that can be mistaken for ghostly encounters.
It's like our brains are these amazing, but sometimes easily fooled machines.
Right. But there's one more piece of this spooky puzzle that I think is really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears.
The power of suggestion.
The power of suggestion. What do you mean by that?
Like, could our beliefs and expectations actually influence what we see and hear when it comes to ghosts?
That's an interesting thought.
Right. Like
Yeah.
if you go into a supposedly haunted house already believing it's haunted, are you more likely to interpret every creaky floorboard or flickering light as a sign of a ghost?
I guess that makes sense. Like you're already primed to see ghosts.
Exactly. It's like setting the stage for a spooky experience.
I've definitely noticed that myself. Like if I'm watching a scary movie and I know something's about to jump out, I get way more scared than if I'm just watching a regular movie.
Right. It's all about expectations and context.
So are you saying that some people who claim to see ghosts might just be victims of their own imaginations?
Not necessarily, but I do think it's important to consider the role of suggestion and how it can influence our perceptions.
So how do we know what's real and what's just our brains playing tricks on us?
That's the million-dollar question. And honestly, there might not be an easy answer.
Yeah, it's probably a combination of factors. Our brains, our environment, our beliefs, it all plays a role.
Exactly. It's a complex interplay between the physical world and our perception of it.
So the next time I hear a strange noise in my house, I'm gonna try to remember all this.
Me too.